today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear ladies, dear brothers in faith and humanity, Salamun alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome. Of course, today is a special day. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija, Prophet Muhammad's wife. Accept our condolences on this sad day. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان We look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 10th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For knowing a little more about the demise of Lady Khadija, please be with us in this part. Lady Khadija was the very first woman in the whole world to declare that Allah was one, and Muhammad was his messenger to all mankind. The honor and glory of being the first believer in the whole world is here to all eternity. She had sacrificed her comfort, her wealth, and her home for Islam, and now it would appear that she sacrificed her life also. Without a doubt, if she had lived in her spacious and luxurious house in Mecca, surrounded by her maidservants, she might have lived for many more years. But she preferred to stand by her husband and his clan, and to share the bitters of life with them. During the siege, she had to endure not only the pangs of hunger and thirst, but also the extremes of heat in summer and cold in winter. And yet, no one ever heard a word of grief from her, and she never lost her serenity. During the years of siege, Lady Khadija spent her immense fortune on buying essentials like water, food, and clothing for the clan of her husband. When she returned to her house, her last cent was gone, and when she died, there was no enough money in the house to buy a shroud. A cloak of her husband was used as a shroud for her, and she was given burial in it. Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special on sad day of demise anniversary of Lady Khadija, Prophet Muhammad's wife. So we offer our condolences on this sad occasion.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lady Khadija salamullah alayha has not been introduced rightly. Her nobility as a wife of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was manifold. There were other women who had the honor of marrying the Prophet. However, they were not with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he went through hardships during the major period of his prophethood. The 10 years of his life spent in Medina was easier than the time he was in Mecca with Lady Khadija salamullah alayha. He was respected in Medina, whereas in Mecca, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha observed and endured the difficult periods of the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mere fact of believing in Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extremely valuable and important. The first believers were Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Khadija salamullah alayha. Relinquishing a way of life that one has lived with for many years is not so easy. We have not experienced it to understand how difficult it can be. Khadija salamullah alayha understood the truth of Islam right away because of her pure soul, just as she saw the prophets returning from the cave of Hira in a particular state of being, as depicted in books. She understood an important phenomenon has taken place. Thus, her heart was fascinated and she believed. Then she persisted steadfastly with her belief in Islam. She spent all her wealth in the way of Islam. This might be easy to express in words. The wealthy sometimes spend a sum of their money, but when someone gives away all their money and abandons their comfortable life for a cause, it is not easy. For instance, it is said that Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam gave away much of his hard-earned money on several occasions, or that he gave half of his wealth away. This requires a great and generous spirit. Lady Khadija salamullah alayha had such a remarkable spirit that she gave away all her wealth in support of Islam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Later on, she was afflicted with immense suffering and hardships. One instance included 3 years in exile in the valley of Abi Talib, Shab Abi Talib. She endured all those difficulties and stood steadfastly for the sake of her beliefs. The Quran distinguishes between those who give their money to charity before the victory and those who give after that. Those who spend for the cause of God and fight before victory will have higher positions than those who have spent for the cause of God. And after that victory, this is the verse of Quran in chapter 57, verse 10. Before victory refers to the period before establishing a government in Medina. That is, before the time Medina was under the control of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had some power, domination, and some comfort in life. Lady Khadija salamullah alaiha gave her money for the cause of God at the hardest times. She relinquished her wealth, her life, and her comfort. So she had a very high rank with such great virtues, but she has not been in truth justly. Her excellency has been wronged. So all in all, Lady Khadija salamullah alayha was lonely. She is known as the mother of 11 imams salamullah alayhim, but she is indeed the mother of 12 imams because she is also the mother of Imam Ali alayhi salam, since she raised and nurtured Imam Ali alayhi salam in her home. Wassalamu alaikum.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
In this part, we'll look at what historians wrote about Lady Khadija, Edward Gibbon's idea. After her death, the Prophet placed her in the rank of four perfect women with the sister of Moses, the mother of Jesus, and Fatima, the best beloved of his daughters. You can find it in The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Another quote is from Sir John Globe. Khadija was Muhammad's first convert. From the moment of his first call until her death 9 years later, she never faltered. Whenever he encountered mockery or contradiction, he was sure when he returned home in the evening to find a loving comforter. She was always ready by her confident equanimity to restore his courage and to lighten the burden of his fears. You can find this quote of Sir John Globe in The Life and Times of Muhammad, New York, 1970. And the other person is Ibn Ishaq. He said Khadija and Abu Talib died in the same year. And with Khadija's demise, troubles followed fast on each other's heels, for she had been a faithful supporter to him, Muhammad, in Islam. And he used to tell her of his troubles. With the death of Abu Talib, he lost the strength and stay in his personal life and a defense and protection against his tribe. That is in the life of the Messenger of God, from Ibn Ishaq. Quintessence of selfless devotion. Who is Lady Khadija really? Let us understand her status through her ziyarah, which is taught to us by Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. The ziyarah of Lady Khadija starts with salutations on her as the mother of the believers, the wife of Rasulullah, mother of Lady Fatima, mother of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. This ziyarah then continues to praise Lady Khadija with salutations on whom Allah conveyed salam through Angel Gabriel. Yes, Allah conveyed his salam to Lady Khadija through Gabriel. The greatness of Lady Khadija is beyond our imagination, really. Her sacrifices are well documented in history. She gave everything for our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Her life, her wealth, her luxuries, her prestige. She sacrificed everything for Rasulullah. This was our mother, Khadija.
Once Halima Sa'diya, the one who nursed the Prophet, she came from her village and they were struggling from a drought. She told him, "Ya Muhammad," she took care of him, she was like his mother, "I'm struggling with poverty, can you help us out?" He told Lady Khadija, he didn't have any money, he told Lady Khadija, "Are you willing to help her out? She's a very decent lady, she has a right over me, she breastfed me when I was a child." Lady Khadija took out 40 sheep and camels and she gave it to her. That's how generous she was. Whenever the Prophet would tell her to sponsor a family, she would never say no. 5 years after their marriage, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was born. And because the Prophet wanted to pay back Abu Talib for raising him, he told him, "Abu Talib, you have many sons. And you're struggling. Let me take care of Ali. Let him grow up in my house. I'll fully sponsor him. I'll spend on him." Abu Talib agreed. And that's how Imam Ali alayhi salam grew up in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and Lady Khadija alayhi salam. Then the Ba'tha comes, my dear brothers and sisters. Allah sends the Prophet. He receives revelation. When he would go to the cave of Hira to meditate and receive revelation, Lady Khadija would send them some food. He would be there with Imam Ali alayhi salam in the cave of Hira. She was the first person after Imam Ali to accept the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And she was so happy that finally Allah has chosen her husband to declare the religion of Islam. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib describes the first three Muslims. He says, "I swear by God, many days passed, and only the Prophet, I and Khadija would pray together in Jama'ah." Imagine this beautiful scene of Jama'ah. The Prophet praying in Masjid al-Haram, behind him Imam Ali and Lady Khadija alayhi salam. She really supported the Prophet in every step of the way. But you know what happened, my dear brothers and sisters? After the religion of Islam, Lady Khadija suffered. All of her friends, the women of Mecca, they abandoned her. They told her, Khadija, you stand with this orphan man who claims now he is a prophet? Shame on you. Why are you supporting him? You should come and support our religion and our idols. No one sacrificed like Lady Khadija did. And that's why the Prophet would always remember the sacrifices of Lady Khadija.
Dear brothers and sisters, our time is over. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of today's special. And again, we offer our condolences on the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija alayha salam. Till another today's special, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي